Welcome to the Dub Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty universal. That feeling, you know, of really waking up refreshed.
It's the dream, isn't it?
It really is. So we've got some focused information here on a specific product. Bioptimizer's Sleep Breakthrough Capsules.
Right.
And look, we know you want to get the key info quickly. So think of this as your shortcut. We're aiming to give you a clear picture of what these capsules are, what they claim, without drowning you in data.
Exactly. We've gone through the details provided to pull out the essentials. What are these promising? What's supposedly inside them making it happen? That's what we're digging into.
Okay, let's unpack this then. The big draw seems to be significantly better sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
And doing it conveniently.
Mm-hmm.
The information we have highlights a few key things they're aiming for. First, falling asleep faster, like potentially nodding off within minutes.
Which sounds pretty good if you lie there staring at the ceiling.
Totally. Then there's boosting deep restorative sleep. You know, the difference between just being knocked out and actually feeling genuinely rested.
Yeah, that quality difference. That's crucial. They're aiming for that.
And that feeling of your mind just racing, even when you're exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
They claim these capsules can help calm that down. And maybe, most importantly, getting your circadian rhythm sorted, your body clock.
Recalibrating it, essentially,
mm-hmm.
for more consistent sleep patterns. That's a big claim.
Which, honestly, consistency feels like a myth sometimes with life being so hectic.
True.
They also suggest, and this is interesting, maybe getting better sleep quality even if you don't get a full 8 hours.
Right. Optimizing the sleep you do get.
And this is a big one for many waking up feeling alert. Properly alert. Not groggy.
Yeah, none of that heavy hangover feeling you sometimes get from sleep aids.
Yeah.
That promise of a clear head in the morning. That's a definite potential plus.
Okay, so to really get these claims, maybe we need a bit of context. Where do these capsules fit in with Bioptimizer's other stuff?
Good point. So some listeners might already know their sleep breakthrough powders.
Right, the blueberry dreams and the tropical dreams.
Exactly. Blueberry had Pharmagaba aimed at deep sleep. Then tropical dreams came along using magnolia bark extract instead, also for deep sleep.
Yeah.
Some people even mentioned more vivid dreams with that one.
Interesting. So how are these new capsules different?
Well, first off, they're capsules. So convenient, no flavor, easy for travel, that sort of thing.
Makes sense.
But the main pitch seems to be that they combine the key sleep benefits from both those powders into one capsule.
Ah, okay. Kind of a best of both worlds approach then.
Potentially, yeah. That seems to be the idea.
So how are they claiming this works, this sleep-promoting magic?
Well, the info breaks down the benefits. One point that caught my eye was the claim it makes you want to sleep, especially for night owls. What do you think they mean by that?
That's interesting phrasing. Not just helps you sleep, but makes you want to.
My read on it is, for people naturally wired to stay up late, the formula is supposed to gently nudge their body's signals, their readiness for sleep, towards an earlier, maybe healthier time.
So not forcing it, but encouraging your body's own sleep drive to kick in sooner.
Kind of aligning your desire with a better schedule. That's how I interpret it.
Okay, I can see how that might appeal to night owls.
Mm.
Then there's a big focus on supporting deep sleep.
Yes, definitely.
And they link this to some really fundamental stuff like body repair, muscle regeneration, growth hormone release,
okay.
Even metabolism and regulating appetite and stress hormones.
Wow. It's a comprehensive list, isn't it?
Yeah.
And deep sleep is critical for all that.
Mm.
That's when your body does a lot of its physical repair work.
Building muscle, fixing tissues.
Exactly. And regulating those hormones, appetite, stress, that really shows how sleep isn't just about feeling tired or not. It's deeply connected to your metabolic health, your emotional state.
Right, it impacts everything. And they also mention REM sleep support specifically,
mm-hmm.
which is vital for, you know, cognitive function, memory, emotional processing.
Absolutely. REM sleep is key for the mental side of restoration.
And the text says these capsules aim to support both deep and REM for total rejuvenation.
Yeah, and that's an important distinction. Some things might just sedate you, right? But they're positioning this as targeting the different phases of sleep needed for full physical and mental recovery.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty, the ingredients, what's in these things.
Right, let's look at the key players they highlight. First up is magnolia bark extract.
Which was in their tropical dreams powder, you said?
Correct. Here, they say it targets GABA receptors. Think of them like docking stations in your brain to help promote deep sleep. But crucially, without the potentially energizing effects some people found with the Pharmagaba in the older formula.
So aiming for calm deep sleep, not wired sleep.
Precisely. GABA itself is a calming neurotransmitter. Gagnolia bark is thought to interact with those GABA systems to encourage relaxation and ease you into deeper sleep stages. Maybe a bit smoother for some folks.
Okay. Next ingredient, vitamin B6. They mention it supports making sleep-regulating neurotransmitters.
Yeah, B6 is involved in making several important brain chemicals, including serotonin.
And serotonin leads to melatonin, right? The main sleep hormone.
Exactly. So having enough B6 is important for that whole pathway to work correctly. It helps build the tools your brain needs for sleep regulation.
Got it. Then there's magnesium. Promotes relaxation, reduces stress, helps muscles. Magnesium comes up a lot with sleep.
It really does, and for good reason. It's involved in so many things, including muscle relaxation and calming nerve activity.
So it helps dial back that feeling of being tense or wired.
Yeah, it can definitely help with that, making it easier to actually fall asleep and stay asleep.
Zinc is also listed, helping regulate sleep hormones, promoting restful sleep.
Zinc's role is maybe a bit less direct for some people, but it is involved in hormone processes, including melatonin regulation. Some research suggests adequate zinc levels are linked to better sleep quality overall.
Okay. We also see taurine and glycine, amino acids that apparently calm the nervous system and reduce anxiety.
Yeah, both taurine and glycine act as calming agents in the brain. They have inhibitory effects, meaning they can help quiet things down, potentially reducing anxiety and making it easier to relax into sleep.
And the last one they highlight is L-theanine. Reduces stress, promotes calm, aids sleep onset. I hear about L-theanine for focus without drowsiness, too.
Exactly. It's that amino acid from tea leaves. It's known for promoting that calm alertness or relaxation without necessarily making you sleepy during the day.
So at night, it might help quiet the mental chatter, that busy mind thing.
That seems to be the idea, reducing that internal noise that often keeps people tossing and turning.
Okay, so that's the ingredient rundown. Then the info kind of zooms out again, talking about the broader benefits of getting this kind of optimized sleep.
Like the ripple effects.
Things like better mental endurance, improved mood, less irritability maybe, more resilience to stress, and just performing better overall.
Yeah, basically saying good sleep is the foundation for everything else.
It sounds like it. Like if you nail the sleep part, everything else gets easier.
Well, that's often true, isn't it? When you're consistently getting good quality sleep with enough deep and REM, you generally do feel sharper, calmer, more capable.
You can handle challenges better, stay focused.
Exactly. You show up better in work, in relationships, everywhere. It underpins optimal performance.
Okay, so what about actually using them? The practicalities?
Pretty straightforward. The instructions say 2 capsules, about an hour before bed, with water.
Simple enough. But there's a warning too, right? Don't take more than 8 capsules in 24 hours.
Yeah, that's the stated maximum. 8 seems quite high for a starting point, obviously.
Definitely.
That upper limit probably counts for individual differences, tolerance levels, that kind of thing. The key advice seems to be start with 2, see how it goes, and adjust if needed. Find your optimal dose.
Right. Personalized approach. What works for one person?
Might be too much or too little for someone else. Experimentation is likely needed.
They also suggest stacking it, mentioning their magnesium breakthrough and dream optimizer products.
Mm-hmm. They suggest combining them for potentially enhanced results. It's like building a more comprehensive sleep support system.
So the capsules are maybe the core, but you can add other things.
That seems to be the angle. Using products that work on sleep through different complementary pathways, magnesium for relaxation, dream optimizer for other aspects, a multi-pronged attack on poor sleep, if you will.
Okay, let's try and wrap this up then. To recap our deep dive on these bio-optimizer sleep breakthrough capsules, the promises, fall asleep faster, get more deep sleep, and REM sleep, quiet erasing mind, maybe help reset your body clock.
Potentially feel rested on less total sleep.
Right. And wake up feeling alert, not groggy.
And the how is supposedly this blend of ingredients. Magnolia bark, B6, magnesium, zinc, taurine, glycine, L-theanine.
Each playing a role in relaxation or supporting sleep stages.
Exactly. With the ultimate claimed benefit being better focus, mood, stress resilience, and just overall better daily performance.
So this deep dive has given you, the listener, a concentrated look at what these capsules are claimed to be and the reasoning provided for how they might work.
Precisely. We've distilled the key information presented in the source material.
So thinking about that huge connection between sleep and just everything else in life, what part of optimizing sleep really jumps out at you? Is it falling asleep faster, deeper sleep, waking up refreshed?
And maybe what other questions does this spark for you? about your own sleep or things you might want to look into further.
Definitely something to chew on. It's all about seeing how this info connects with your own experience in that ongoing quest for better rest. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.